Okay, Chav Beis Amid Aleph in Meir Cotton 22A1. I think we should start we left off in the middle of a Gemara last time. There was a question asked all the way at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. We learned like this. There's a din that's called Gadol HaBayis. Gadol HaBayis means the head of the household. So if somebody comes late to the Shiva, and the Gadol HaBayis, let's say, is sitting in L.A., and somebody comes from out of town to L.A., so we learned sometimes he's drawn after the rest of the household. Like if he could have come, if he could have come in a day, then he falls into the category of the rest of the house, so he ends up sitting shiva less than everybody else, because even if he comes to the end third day, he gets up anyway with everybody at the seventh day. If he lives further away, it takes more than a day to get there, then he has to anyway sit his own shiva. That's what the Gemara was saying until now. So the last question was, what happens if the Gadol HaBayis went to the cemetery and he comes back in the middle of shiva? Now, the family, like we said, and again, it's relevant to the next piece of Gemara also. If somebody's being buried, let's say they pass away in L.A., they're being buried in Israel. So the people going to Israel sit Shiva, start Shiva when the funeral is over. The people not going to the funeral, okay, because it could be even a two-day lapse, like we learned last week, so they start Shiva right away. What happens if the Gadol HaBayis went to Eretz Yisrael to bury the person, then they come back in the middle of Shiva? So the Gemara's question was, does he get up when everybody else does? Or because he's the Gadol HaBayis, he doesn't get up when everybody else does? That was the Gemara. So in fact, this is the Mamish, the top line. We'll start the top line of Chobayis. Halach Gadol HaBayis, the few lines we learned already. Halach Gadol HaBayis and Beis HaKvodes. What happens if the senior member of the household Taka went to the cemetery? Mahu, what do we say? When he comes back in the middle of Shiva, does he fall to them? Or does he keep his own? Because he is the head of the household. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll prove it to you. Damar Abchia Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Abchia Barabba said, name of Rabbi Yechonen, Afil Holoch Gadol HaBayis, the Beis HaKvodes, that even if the Gadol HaBayis, meaning the senior member of the household, goes to the cemetery, many more, when he comes back, he counts with everybody else. And the logic over here is, because he went for the sake of the deceased, so then he has a din like everybody else in the household. Well, Chav Beis Amid Aleph, top line. Or a few lines down already. Now, so Gemara asks, Meina Imohim, does he count with the rest of the household? But we learned in a Braise, Vatanya, we learned in a Braise, Meina La'atzmei, that he has to count his own counting. How could you say he counts like everybody else, when it says in another Braise that he counts his own counting of the 7 days? So the Gemara says, Lekasha, it's not a question. Both are right. It depends when he comes back. Hada asa begay tolasa. Rabbi Yechanan's din, that he does count with everybody else in the house. That's if he comes back within the first 3 days. Hada Braise, where it says he keeps his own shiva, the layasa begay tolasa. When he doesn't come in the first 3 days. Meaning it says like this. This din, that the Gadol falls into the category of everybody else, that's only when he comes in the first 3 days of Shiva. Because that's the primary days of the Shiva, is the first 3 days. So if he comes back in the first 3 days, like we learned before, there's a difference if the relative comes within the first 3 days or after the 3 days. So because he comes within the first 3 days, he copies everybody else. If he comes after the 3 days, then he has to keep his own shiva.
That applies to everyone, not just the Gadol.
But here the chiddush is that even though he's a Gadol HaBayis, that's the chiddush, so to speak. Even though he's the Gadol HaBayis, nevertheless he falls into the category like everybody else. But that's only if he comes in the first 3 days. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan, who says he counts like everybody else, that means it's a shortened shiva, is when he comes back in the first 3 days. Otherwise, he has to keep his own counting a shiva. And the Gemara proves it. A similar case. But I've told the people from Tzilafaini, there's a name either two ways. They're learning either a name of a place, a name of a family. The Asa Begay Tulasa, if you come back within the first 3 days of Shiva, Limna Bahadaich will count with everybody else. The Layasa Begay Tulasa, those mourners that don't come within the first 3 days, Limna Lanafshi have to count Shiva on their own. You see, this clear distinction between the first 3 days and the second 3 days. And so, Rav said to the people of Mechuzah, he was the Rav of the city of Mechuzah, it was a big city in Bavel. He said, Atun, Dulayazlin and Basa Arsa, you who do not follow the coffin to burial, because like we said, in Bavel, remember last weekend about France, but in Bavel, they didn't bury people in Bavel. Most people were buried in Israel. But took a few days' journey, you know, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and back. And not everybody went with the coffin. So Rav said to the people of Mechuzah, you guys who don't go to the cemetery, start sitting Shiva right away. You people that go to the cemetery, to the burial in Eretz Yisrael, you start after the funeral is over. He said, Atun d'layazlin ambasa arsa, you people don't go to the place of burial. Mi bi hadrisa apaycha mi bavad abula, when you turn your face away from the entrance of the city, meaning that's where they left the city already, then aschulamanu, you begin counting Shiva. Today it would be the airport. I mean, that's the way it works. Then halacha today, if again they're shipping a body to Israel, so as soon as the family that they escorted Tutsi to the airport, the second they go home, they start Shiva, even if the plane's not taking off until later. Once they turn back, so to speak, from the procession, that's when they start Shiva. The people going with the coffin, they start the Shiva after they come back, after their burial. So now the Gemara said, if they come back in 3 days, within 3 days, they don't sit Shiva like themselves, they sit like everybody else. Otherwise, they have to count their own 7 days.
Someone has the option of coming within 3 days or come on the fourth day.
You should try to come in the 3 days. Well, then he knocks off Shiva better. There's also, there's another, like we mentioned, there's also another interesting machlekes in Poskim. It's interesting, in Avelis, anything you want, there's arguments. It's unbelievable. A person finds out, tonight's a bad example. A person finds out this afternoon that a relative died in Israel. They're not going to the funeral. The funeral is going to take place the next day. They're not even going to the funeral. There's nothing, not even a procession that we say, and you come back, you start Shiva. Yeah? Somebody finds out in LA, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, that the brother, sister, God forbid, whatever, somebody passes away in Israel, and they're not going to the funeral. Now, when do they start Shiva? Should they start Shiva today? But the funeral is not going to be until tomorrow in Israel. So maybe they should wait until tomorrow. See, this whole din that we're learning here is when you're accompanying the mess, but you're accompanying to the city gates, and then they're taking the body to Israel, right? And then you're going home. So then Halacha says clearly, Rava said to the Mechuzah, you start Shiva right away. But at least you were part of the funeral process. But what happens, you're not going to be part of the funeral process at all. So then there's a machlekes in Poskim, when do you start the Shiva? Do you start right away? Or do you start after the funeral? So today most Poskim, it's interesting, other Poskim, previous generations Poskim differently, but most Poskim today Poskim, that you start sitting Shiva today. Some Poskim, right, you wait until the end of the day, not to lose the day. So let's say, what's today? Tuesday. So if somebody heard, let's say, 4 o'clock today, that a relative passed away in Israel, so they can start sitting Shiva at the end of the day today.
Meaning
before Shkia.
At 6 o'clock, whatever.
Before, no, 6 o'clock after Shkia, 5:30. Because then they don't lose the day. Other Poskim, no, right? You have to wait. When they call you from Israel, that the funeral was, that's when you start sitting Shiva.
Which one is more strict?
It's not a question of strict. Well, the truth is, the first opinion is more lenient because you gain a day. If I start, not Gavir, if somebody starts Shiva today, my father's yahrzeit tonight. If you start Shiva today, then you get up a day earlier. You start it a day later, it's a day later.
It's still 7 days, anyway.
It's still 7 days, but like this, you anyway are in agony. Anyway. Right? Mm-hmm. So, you're an einin, a little einin. But you still have the mourning process.
We learned that in disputes regarding Shiva, we're not strict.
Well, that's only if it's a machlek tanoim. Remember, he said, okay.
What if it's the other way, that the person is in Israel and someone passes away outside of Israel, like in Los Angeles?
No.
So they
they don't do nothing. They start when they hear. Unless if they're going to the funeral. Unless if they're planning to come to the funeral. See, but then you have a different thing. What happens if somebody finds out in LA a relative passed away, right, in Israel? They're not going to make it for the funeral, because in Israel they don't wait. Right? They bury right away. But the guy wants to go, so he'll get there on the first day of Shiva. Second day of Shiva. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the din is, if there's a Gadol HaBayis over there, then he gets drawn after the Gadol HaBayis. If he's the Gadol HaBayis, then he would have to sit his own Shiva because he didn't accompany the mess, like the Gemara here is talking about, that he accompanied the mess to a different city and then came back. So then he might not be. The question, who's Gadol HaBayis? Officially the senior member. What happens if there's a younger member that has more say than the senior member? That's a different story.
Member of?
The family, the immediate family. Okay, now the Gemara discusses another thing. The Pshimin Eimer. So before in the Braisa, it's just important for the future Gemara. Before in the Braisa, there was a difference. If a relative came in the first 3 days, he falls into the category with the rest of them. After the 3 days, he doesn't. Rab Shimon in the Mishnah said, even if he comes on the seventh day, he still counts with them. Remember, that's what we learned in the Mishnah before. And just for the record, Allah is going to be like Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said in the Mishnah, Afilu Baba Yemashvi, even if he came on the seventh day, Mimakim Karted from a place that he could have come within 24 hours, Meine Imoim, he counts with them. Okay? But Chalau, it's interesting, in today's world, every place is doable within 24 hours. I mean, every place in the world today, within 24 hours, it's shaykh to get. I mean, you know, a charter of Concord, you can get... Okay, so now the Gemara says, but, now, the problem is like this. Reb Shimon says, even if he comes on the seventh day, now don't forget, the seventh morning, they get up already. So what does it mean when he comes the seventh day? Does it mean when they're up already from Shiva? What does it mean? So the Gemara says, Amar b'chia bar gamda, Amar Rabbi Yisi ben Shaw Amar Rabbi, Vo shaba umatza menachem etzli. That's only though if people are still comforting the mourners. That means he comes early enough that there's still people in the house comforting the mourners. Then, because they're still sitting Shiva, he counts them, so he gets up right away too. But if they got up already from Shiva, meaning the way the Gemara is defining it now, that there are no more mourners in the house, I mean comforters in the house, so then he's not counted. Then they're up already. So he has to count his own 7 days. So the Gemara says, Boy Ravanan, so Ravanan after Shaila, Nigger Olamed. What happens if the mourners were about to stand up, not the mourners, the comforters, we're about to stand up, but they didn't stand up yet. That means they finished comforting, but they just didn't get up yet. So, in other words, is that called that they're still sitting or not? Mercy's teiku. So, what's the halacha in this case? Ukula. That's what the rule is. Because then that's not a machlek, it's a shaila. Right? So, it's a shaila, so the halacha is lenient. Now the Gemara says, "Gemir chavre drababa barchiya mirababa." It's a very funny expression. The Gemara, a friend of Rababa barchiya, learned a tradition from Rababa. Who was the friend of Rabchiya barabba? Rab Zeira. The Amrullah, other people say no. Chavre de Rav Zeira mi Rav Zeira. A friend of Rav Zeira learned the din from Rav Zeira. And who is this friend of Rav Zeira? Rav Abba b'nei Rav Chiya bar Abba. In other words, it's a funny expression. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Abba bar Chiya, I mean. Rav Abba bar Chiya and Rav Zeira were two friends. That's a given. One learned a din from the next. We just don't know two versions who said what. He said like this. That they said in the name of Rabbi Yechinen, Halacha krapshim gamleo betreifis. In a particular din of treifis, I'll explain in a second, the halacha is a krapshim gamleo. The halacha krapshim in ba'ovel. And in this case of avelus, the halacha is a krapshim. So the Gemara says, what krapshim gamleo, what krapshim are we talking about? So the Gemara says, like, it's krapshim in ba'ovel, the din of krapshim in ba'avelus, hodamon is this din. What does Rav Shimon say? That even if the mourner came back on the seventh day, he didn't start sinning Shiva yet, but he came back on the seventh day before the mourners got up from Shiva, he follows them. See, his mom is a very short, very, very short Shiva. What's the din of Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifis? What's the case of Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifis? Treifis means you find a blemish in an animal. It's not kochim, this is shechita. One of the complications in shechita is not only the shechting process, but you have to check the animal for blemishes. Why? The Chachamim established that an animal that has a blemish, the blemish could be an illness, a broken bone, I mean it's a very broad scope of treifis, that the animal, the Chachamim established that the animal cannot live for a year, even though you shechted the animal properly, the animal is treif. Treifa literally means an animal which was ripped by a different beast. Basa basadu treifa leisechilu means, treifa means it was taught of Teref Yosef. He was ripped apart by another animal. So treifa became a general word for blemishes that an animal has that the Chachamim established the animal won't be able to live a year. And the din is, even if you shech the animal is a treifa. Okay? And by the way, it says in Halacha that even if scientists will say that it's not true, doesn't matter what they say, what Torah says, the animal can live a year, the animal is kosher, if the Chacham established animal cannot live a year with this wound, blemish, hole, whatever it is, then it's treif. Okay? Now, there's a din. But the Gemara is going to say like this. Certain parts of the body, if it has a hole in it, it's treif. Why? Because the animal can't live. What happens, though, is it says there's a certain moisture of in the animal itself that covers the hole. So the question is that cool that the hole is covered so there's no hole, so the animal could live or not? So this is the din of treifis. Rav Shimon Gamliel said by treifis as follows: B'nei me'ayin, the intestines, the stomach of an animal, shenikvu that had a hole in it. So now it's a treifa because it had a hole. But v'lecha seismatom, mucus of the animal, and the Gemara is going to explain what the mucus is, seals the hole. It plugs up the hole. Rav Shimon kosher, ksheira, it's kosher. David Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is lenient. Obviously, because it means the Chachamim argue. And the Chachamim say that it's treif. Because the mucus is not enough of a plug that the animal should be able to live a year. So the Gemara says, my lecha, what mucus are we referring to? Amar of Kahana, shirka de ma'aya de nafek agav duchka. It's the intestine sticky liquid that comes only through pressure. Meaning it's thick fat. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if this thick fat covers the hole, so then the din is its kosher. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechinen said, the halacha is like Rav Shimon by Avelus, meaning if the oval comes on the last day, as long as they're still sitting Shiva, he's counted with them, that he gets up right away, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifus, that if the fats plug up the hole, then the animal is kosher. This is what Rabbi Yechinen said. So, the Gemara said like this. Amr Mandahu, whoever it was, it's an expression, whoever it was said, when he heard this din, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? The Allah is like Rabbi Shimon by Ovel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel by Atreifus, right? So whoever heard it said, wow, Iska, if I merit, the Asik, and I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael, the Egmer Lishmaita, I would love to learn this teaching, me pumed the mud from the mouth of the master, meaning from Rabbi Yechanan. I would like to go either from Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Zeira, or Rabbi Yechanan. I would like to hear this din from the horse's mouth.
Or from Shimon ben Gamliel.
No, no, no. Shimon Gamliel was long passed away. He meant, either from Rabbi Abba Vachir or from Rabbi Zeira. Okay? Not necessarily from Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan wasn't even alive then. He said, you know what? Either Rabbi Zeira said it, the question was the friend. Either Rabbi Zeira said it, or Rabbi Abba said it. In the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So the student, whoever it was, with nameless, the Gemara says, said, you know what? If I go up to Eretz Yisrael, I would love to hear it from Rabbi Abba, from Rabbi Zeira themselves, this din, because it's like a shocking din. So what happens? Hitaka went up to Eretz Yisrael. Kisalik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Abba, Drei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Hifataka Rabbi Abba. Okay? Amalei. So he's, this person, whoever his nameless person says, Amar Mar Halacha Krab Shimon Gamliel Betreifis? Did you say, like I heard in your name, that Halacha is like Krab Shimon Gamliel Betreifis? Amalei said, Ano Ein Halacha Amre. No, I didn't say. I said, Halacha is not like Krab Shimon Gamliel. Mam is the opposite of what you heard. The student heard that Rabbi Abba said Halacha is like Krab Shimon Gamliel. He said, that's funny. What I said was, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So now the Gemara says, now, Rabbi Shimon by Ovel Mai. So he said, what did you say about Rabbi Shimon by Ovel? Amalei, what he said to him, what I said was, pluktaninu, it's an argument. I never said, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. What happens? He said, Rav Chista, the Idmar we learned, Rav Chista Amar Alocha, Rav Chista says Alocha is a Rav Shimon by Ovel, V'chein Amar Rav Yechanan Alocha, Rav Yechanan said Alocha is a Rav Shimon by Ovel, Rav Nachman Amar Ein Alocha, Rav Nachman said Alocha is not like Rav Shimon. But one thing is for sure, the Gemara says, that he said, I heard that you said Alocha is a Rav Shimon Gamliel by Treifus, that if the stomach, the fat closes up the stomach, it's not a Treifus, he said that for sure I never said. Not only I didn't say it, I said the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he said, but what's the deal with Rav Shimon by Ovel, that if an Ovel comes on the last day of Avelis, is he drawn after the head of the household or not? So he said, I'll tell you the truth, I never said the halacha is like Rav Shimon. What I said was, some people say the halacha is like Rav Shimon, some people say the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara paskins. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives a ruling. Ve'ein aloch k'de Rav Shimon Gamliel betreifus, the aloch is not the Rav Shimon Gamliel betreifus, which means that if an animal has a hole in the stomach and the fats of the animal plug up the hole, Rav Shimon Gamliel said the animal is kosher, the aloch is his treif. The aloch is his treif. Ve'aloch k'Rav Shimon ba'ovel. But the halacha is a Rav Shimon by Avelis, that if an Avel comes on the last day of Avelis, when everybody else is sitting Shiva, before they get up from Shiva, he's drawn after them, and he gets up from Shiva when they do. Why? Why does Gemara say the halacha is a Rav Shimon? And that's, by the way, the halacha, obviously, that if somebody found out late about Shiva, and they come to the house, and the family is still sitting Shiva, even if it's on the seventh day, you know, and the Avelim didn't get up yet. I mean, the comforters didn't get up yet. He has a very short shiva and he sits with them and finished. Providing able to come within a day, which, like we said today, everywhere around the world is in the same day.
It's not like the last week that we talked about that the head of the house comes.
Yeah, but you came. We went through all that already. Okay.
On the regarding the animals, isn't it the different? Kasha and Glat Kasha now? And this halacha?
No. This halacha has nothing to do with Glat Kasha.
I thought it's
No. The only difference between Glat Kasha and not glatt kosher, officially.
Nice.
I can't tell you what's really going on, but officially, glatt is Yiddish.
Nice.
Glatt means smooth. Mm-hmm. In Yiddish, the word for smooth is glatt. When somebody says glatt kosher chol of Yisrael, I mean, it's like glatt kosher dairy restaurant, it's a ridiculous statement. I mean, people use the expression today, glatt kosher is very kosher. But it's nothing to do. The word glatt means smooth.
Right.
The difference between glatt and non-glatt, in the laws of Treifis, what said the Gemara in Chulin and Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, it's 30 simonim in the Hilchos Treifis, you know, in Shulchan Aruch. There are certain blemishes that we said that Chachamim established cannot live for a year. That's treif. Now, you have a machlekes a lot of times, Mechaber, Beis Yosef, Ramah, you know, in treif, it's like everything else. The only concept of glatt is, in one of the primary problems in an animal is the lungs.
Lungs.
Because right away you see, you know, if the animal has a broken foot, or there's a hole in the stomach, when you open the stomach, you see if there's holes, you know. And they do, by the way, there's what's called bedikas chutz, bedikas pnim. They stick their hand inside the stomach of the animal.
After slaughtering, before slaughtering.
No, before you stick it in the mouth.
Swallowing up.
Then you become glatt. No, after they check the animal, there's the outside bedikas, and there's bedikas pnim that they actually put their hands. That's why a sheikhet, if you see when they write about a sheikhet, it's called shub. Sheikhet ubeidik. In fact, bedika is a harder job than the shechita. Especially physically, much more. It's much harder than the actual shechita, which is also not easy, by the way. But the bedika is, you need more Yiddish Shemayim for bedika than to, you know, to make sure it's kosher. Now,
and you're talking chicken or cows at this moment when you're...
No, there's no glatt kosher by chicken.
So you're talking about...
But the treifa, when you open... that's why they're meshgichim in the plants, when they shech chickens, yeah, that they open up the chickens and they check, you know, to make sure that there's no holes in the stomach and the wings are broken or the, you know, whatever it may be. Now, one of the main issues that happens by meat is there are growths that grow on the lungs. It's called a sircha. In Gemara expression, Shulchan Aruch expression, it's called a tzircha. Tzircha means there's a growth on the lung. Now, many of those growths are kosher. Some growths are not kosher. Glatt kosher means the lung is smooth.
From the beginning.
That's what real glatt is, by the way. Real glatt. Nowadays, they're makele that certain sirchas that come off easily or not that major, they still call it glatt. That's why, by the way, when you find now Beis Yosef glatt, Beis Yosef Cholok, Cholok is the Hebrew word for glatt, smooth. Beis Yosef Cholok is officially a higher standard of glatt because it means mamish smooth. Because the Beis Yosef was more machmed than drama and the din of sirchis, of the growths on the lungs of the animals. So, when you buy glatt, now, sometimes growths on the lung, it depends how how they are still kosher. But it's not glatt kosher, because glatt kosher means it's mamish smooth, or really smooth, or partially smooth, whatever. But that's the difference in glatt. The other holes, like holes in the stomachs, and the various, that there's no, there's nothing to do with glatt. Glatt only has to do with the lungs. Yeah.
It was a hole and then
covered. So now the Gemara said before, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that if the intestine, the stomach,
right,
had a hole in it, but the fat, the mucus fats of the animal thick, covered it up, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that closed the hole enough that the animal was not considered with a hole. And the Chachamim, that's the halacha, know that it's Terefa. Yeah. So first the person heard in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that it's kosher. So Rabbi Abba said, no, I said just the opposite. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's a good thing he went to Israel.
Is there any reason the whole makes it not kosher?
Yeah, because we said anything that the animal can't live for 12 months
is
considered a treifa.
Okay.
if he can leave after with the whole.
If the animal, yeah, but the chamim established from Hashem. If there's a thing that the animal could live for more than a year, it's kosher.
Sometimes the holes in the lungs too. I see them blow the lungs.
No, they blow the lungs because then you see the growths better.
Oh.
The lung is like I know we used to, when we learned smicha, we brought it in the shiva to blew a gut. But anyway, because the kids brought it in, it's very bloody.
Right.
It's very bloody if you ever see a lung.
They used to learn in
Iran. Yeah, but they really sometimes, if you can't tell, you have to blow it up, mm-hmm. and then they blow it by mouth. It's, mm-hmm. The lung is, it's a tube,
yeah.
with the lung, right? Now, when the lung collapses. Like by person, a lung, God forbid, can collapse. It's very hard to see things. You have to blow it up. Like a balloon, you want to see in a balloon, you blow it up and you can see much better. Like a tire, I mean, you blow it up, you can see it much better if there's holes and what the story is. So, they actually, so many times they have to actually blow up the lung to be able to check it proper.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that's the whole... thing with the with shchita in there, you know, that's the.
Why specifically the lung?
I said it's the most common problem, though.
To make a distinction between glad kosher and kosher.
Because most of the other things is like clear cut. It could be a machlekes, but it's not.
Those growths of cancer.
You told the story. There's a famous story of Yosef Rivlin, who's a chassid of Tzemach Tzedek. He became very. Remember, you told the story. I mean, it's a famous story, but he was very sick. He was very sick and deathly ill. And he came to the Tzemach Tzedek for a bracha. And the Tzemach Tzedek told him he should move. And the doctors gave him a few months to live. He came to the Tzemach Tzedek for a bracha. The Tzemach Tzedek said to move to Israel. And he went to Israel. He lived for 10, 15 years more. So the Tzemach Tzedek explained, why did he tell him to move to Israel? Because the illness that he had was a machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. The Beis Yosef said it's kosher. That means an animal could live more than a year. And the Ramah said it was treif. Now, when they lived in Europe, the Ramah was the Rav. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef was the Rav, because he lived in Tzfas. So he taught by going to Eretz Yisrael, where the Beis Yosef is the Rav, and he held it's kosher, so Tater ruled that he can live longer. Mm-hmm. So that's why he told him to go to Eretz Yisrael to live. Because Tater... The Beis Yosef was the Rav in Eretz Yisrael, and he paskened it was kosher. Anyway, now the Gemara says like this: Alkala meisim kulam, and all. Now there were certain procedures. Remember, they used to do for dead bodies. Remember, they used to turn over the beds and all that, which we don't do today because of the goyim and so on. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say another practice that they used to do: Alkala meisim kulam, and all the dead people. What did they do? If one expedites taking out the bed, the coffin, to the burial site, he's praiseworthy. Meaning, to make less eulogies and get the person buried. The sooner the better, it's better. But if one minimizes the eulogies for a father and a mother, it says, Areza Maguna. He's condemned. It's not nice. Meaning like this. For a parent, you're supposed to eulogize more. So the more you eulogize them, the more respect it is that they're not buried right away. For all the other relatives, it's better to bury them right away and make less eulogies.
What eulogies?
Hesped. Mourning. You know, speeches by funerals.
By the funeral or?
By the funeral, yeah. Haya Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. But what happens if a person's parent died out of Shabbos and out of Yom Tov, that if you make all these speeches, they won't be able to be buried until Sunday? Then he says, then it's Areza Meshubach. Then it's praiseworthy to bury him right away with no few eulogies. She'ena Esel covered of Avimi. Because then that itself is the respect, that they should be buried on Friday rather than Sunday. Because Bechal, it says, and this is, as everybody knows, according to Yiddishkeit, the sooner the neshama, the person is buried, the quicker the neshama comes to rest. That's according to Halacha, you know, if to bury him, Bechal Yishalayim, it's forbidden to leave a mess overnight. The imam is buried in the middle of the night too. Because in Yishalayim, you're not, except Shabbos. you're not allowed to bury, you're not allowed to leave a dead body over in Yerushalayim overnight. So he says like this, by a regular relative, the quicker you bury them, the better, because they don't need the eulogies. For parents, it's not good to bury them right away, because then you don't eulogize them. But if it's Friday or Erev Yom Tov, so then it's better to bury them right away. Then it says, I'll call a mason kulam, and all other dead people, rotem amayik beiskei. If you want, he diminishes and restricts his business. Rot, if he wants, einay. By the way, we'll see right away, the Gemara just said before, he had not to work. Remember, we learned in Ovel, now to work. Here the Gemara says, and all other relatives, if you want to minimize business, yeah. If you don't, it's also good. But, al Ovel alimay memayit. For his parents, you have to. Now.
During the 7 days.
What?
He's talking about the Shiva.
Yes, during Shiva. Now, the question is, how do we reconcile, you know, these very contradictory din before we learned in the Gemara? Clearly, Avil is also b'malacha. And the first 3 days, even if he has nothing to eat, we learned before in the Gemara, he's not allowed to eat. I mean, allowed to work. So at the bottom, we bring down the various different answers. One answer is, Rashi answers in a different place, that one big case is speaking Dover Ha'avud. That means by all other relatives, if it's a Dover Ha'avud, that you're going to lose a lot of money, you could do it. By parents, even if you're going to lose a lot of money, you're not allowed to do it. That's one answer. Other Rishonim learn that only physical work is forbidden during Shiva. This is not the halacha today. When they say work, that the Gemara spoke about before, you're not allowed to work during Shiva, it meant physical work. But if you're just conducting business, that's what the Gemara is speaking over here, that for all other relatives, if you want to restrict, you could. If you don't want to, you don't have to. For parents, you have to restrict even non-physical work, regular commerce. So that's what the... In other words, when the Gemara said before, you're not allowed to work during Shiva, you can learn it two ways. Either, unless if it's Dover HaAvud, but even that for parents, the Gemara says here, you still can't do it, even if you're going to lose money. Or, over there, the Gemara is speaking about physical work. So for physical work, you're not allowed to do. Here we're speaking about commerce, not physical labor. Then he says like this, I'll call a mason kulam, and all other dead relatives, ratach chelet, ratach ena chelet. If you want to bare your shoulder, you could. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Al aviv al imay chelet. For your father and mother, you have to bare your shoulder.
What's the shoulder?
This. So, what Rashi explained, what does this mean? Rashi says, Chelis Ksefik, meaning like this. In the olden times, what they used to do is, when they tore Kriya, they tore the garment, they stuck their hand out of the sleeve, and they actually bared their shoulders. Remember, the shoulders, for the 7 days, they bared their shoulders. So the Gemara says over here, for your other relatives, if you want to do it, you do it. You don't want to do it, you don't do it. For parents, you have to do it. But we'll soon see in the Gemara that we don't do this today. The Gemara doesn't say, but the Rishonim write, we don't do this today, because number one, it's a goyish thing, and people are going to make fun of you. It looks funny. And the goyim are going to make fun of you if you do it. And then, it's the lack of respect for the deceased if the goyim are laughing at your things that you do for mourning. And we'll soon see in the Gemara that the Gemara is also not very strict about the bearing of the shoulder. Here they bring down. After rending his garment, the mourner slides his hand through the rent portion, exposing his shoulder and his arm. Okay? Some Rabbi Chiyom of Parish, one of Balei Taisa, says what it means is you tear the garment until the shoulder is bare. So now the Gemara says like this: Ma'ase begadol ader achod. There's a story about Ali, the leader of the generation. Shemais aviv, his father died. The Gemara is going to explain who it was. Ubikesh lachlis, he wanted to bare his shoulder in mourning, like the minig was. And another Gadol Hadar said, you know what? If you're doing it for your father, I'm going to do it out of respect for you. So what happened? Nimna v'lecholos. So then the first one didn't do it. In other words, it happened like this. The Gemara tells Rebbe it was. Gadol Hadar Rebbe. Rebbe wanted to bear his shoulders. When his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, passed away. Right? Reb Shimon Gamliel was the father of Rebbe. So when Reb Shimon Gamliel passed away, Rebbe wanted to bear his shoulders. And another Gadol Hadar, another would mean greatest people in the generation, said to Rebbe, you know what? Out of respect to you, I'm going to do it together with you. So when Rebbe heard that somebody else is going to do it, he said, then I'm not doing it either. So then this, Rabbi Nachananel proves that you see the bearing the shoulder was not such a chiyuv. Because if it was such a chiyuv, how could Rebbe not do it because somebody else wanted to copy him? He should have told the person, don't do it. So that's why Bechlal, today, this is obviously, we know it's not done today. And they say, the Mefarshim explain, because the Goyim would laugh, and then it would be lack of respect for the deceased if they would laugh at this. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Gadol Hadar Rebbe, the Gadol Hadar who lost his father that we're just talking about was Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Gadol Hadar Sheimei, the other one that was with him, was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said to Rebbe, you know what, if you're doing it, I'm going to do it with you. And Rebbe said, I'm not doing it. Some people say the reverse. Ve'ika da'amri, Gadol Hadar was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. That the Gadol Hadar who wanted to do it, whose father died, was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Gadol Hadar She'imei, who is the Gadol Hadar that wanted to do it, was Rebbe. So the Gemara is going to prove one of the two which ones are right. Okay? So the Gemara says, Bishlei melaman diyame Gadol Hadar She'imei Rebbe. The second version makes more sense. Why? Because Rabbi Yaakov Baracha's father was a great man, but he wasn't the Nasi. He wasn't the leader. So then, the only one that had to do it would be Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Right? Then it makes sense why Rebbe wanted to do it with him, and he didn't let him. But if Rebbe was the one who lost his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, the din is when the Nasi dies, everybody does it. So what do you mean he wanted to stop the other guy from doing it? Everybody had to do it. That's the Gemara says. Bishlem Eleman Diyame Gadol Hadar She'imei Rebbe. If you're going to say the Gadol Hadar who was with the first one was Rebbe, that means the Gadol Hadar was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. That makes sense. Hainu Denimna V'Leicholot. That's why he wanted, right? He held back and he didn't bare his shoulder. But Eleman Diyame Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. But if you're going to say it was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha and Rebbe lost his father, why didn't Rebbe should have also bared his shoulder? Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi Haver. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the leader of the Jewish people. He was Rabbi Gamliel's son. Well, few Rabbi Gamliels. The Kulam and Mechayv Lemechlis. And everybody, the din is when a Nasi passes away. Okay? Everybody had to do some type of kriya with Avelus and everything. So then, why did he stop him from doing it? Everybody had to do it. So from here we see that the really, whose father passed away, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, he wanted to do it. Rebbe said to him, I'm going to do it with you. And therefore they both didn't do it. But the Gemara said, but the other way is a question. So the Gemara says, Kasha, so you have a question. I mean, whatever the case is, but the bottom line is, Lapel, today, like I said, we don't do it. Now, next. I'll call a mason. Now the Gemara is saying the difference between, God forbid, if somebody loses a parent or other relatives. I'll call a mason kula mistapel achrish leishim yein. For all other people that pass away, the relatives could take a haircut after 30 days. Because we learned already, the avelus is only 30 days. After 30 days, you can go to parties. It's over. Al aviv al imei atshiyiga bechavere. Until, even after 30 days, you can't take a haircut. Until your friend screams at you. That means, if somebody, God forbid, loses a brother, a sister, a child, a spouse, after 30 days, there's no avelus anymore. Like we learned, they could take haircuts, they could do whatever. For a parent, after 30 days, you're still not allowed to take a haircut. You can only take a haircut if somebody, your friend, screams at you. What do they scream at you? Take a haircut, your hair's too long, it's disgusting.
After a month or 3 months?
Oh. Lepe on Halacha says, how much is this? 3 months. The Garminig is 3 months.
Is he allowed to do it?
But that, 1 second. Now the Shaila is, 3 months from when? From the last haircut? Or from the time of death? It's also Machlekes in Halacha. Then there's another interesting Machlekes in Halacha. A person's father and mother pass away, okay? 3 months later, they take a haircut. When can they take the next haircut? Anytime, or they need again 3 months. So most sheetahs say, no, only the first haircut is what the Gemara is referring to. You have to wait 3 months. But the other haircuts, you could take whenever you want. You know, after that. Some opinions say, no, every haircut you have to wait 3 months. But most people today only do the... I mean, even those that are Mahmud do it. But then the Gemara doesn't say, by the way, 3 months. Poskim, right, it's 3 months.
What's the answer to the first question? From the previous haircut? First time? Or
so most... From the there are opinions that say from the previous haircut, but most opinions say from the time of Davelis.
Is there leniency on the first haircut? Like you say, someone say, calling him, listen, God forbid, your father died. He knows now he's going to be not taking a haircut for 3 months. Can he take a haircut before
no.
the burial?
No. Once the parent passes away, he can't do it.
And if it's an omel, just demand the omel.
Yes, he got to wait.
6 months.
Yeah. Then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Akol ameisim, kulam nichnas." For all other relatives, you know, except parents, you can go to parties after 30 days, because we said it's over. You need to wait 12 months. Okay? Now, again, it's not a year, it's 12 months. We learned that, we discussed this before. But in avelus of a parent is not a year. Like if there's a leap year, the Avelis stops a month before the Yahrzeit. On a regular year of 12 months, so the Avelis starts from the time of death and it finishes the day of death. But if it's a leap year where you have 13 months, so then you stop the Avelis a month earlier, but the Yahrzeit is after 13 months. That's what the Halacha is. Because the Gemara, by the way, nowhere does the Gemara say a year. The Gemara doesn't say a year. The Gemara says 12 months. 12 months is 12 months. What?
The date is the time of death or the date of the time of burial?
Time of death. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abba Baba Chana, Abba Baba Chana said that Osim Chesmereyus, Rabba Baba Chana says like this, when the Braisa permits a mourner, not by a parent, by other relatives, to go to Beis HaSimcha, after 30 days, that he says, that's only Simchas Mereyus, only when it's a celebration of friendship. Meaning, if it's a real Simcha, then you can't. Even for other relatives. I mean, I was going to refute him in a minute. But Rabbi Baruch Chana says, when the Braisa says that after a month you can go to parties, it means friendship parties. But if you're going to a real simcha, you know, with dancing and music and all that, you can't do. Now, let me explain this gemara over here. In the olden times, Tesis explains, Rashi says this. Now, Rashi says, the olden times used to like to party, it seems. Friends used to make parties for each other. And there was reciprocation needed. Like, I would throw a party for my friends, then you would have to throw a party for the friends, you would have to throw a party for a friend. This is the way it used to work. So the Gemara says, this is the way Rabbi Baruch Chana is interpreting the Braisa. The Braisa said by all other relatives, after 30 days, you can go to a party, It means only friendship parties, where you have a reciprocated type of a party. But a real chasana, things like that, that you're not allowed to go to. Even by other relatives, even after 30 days. Okay? So now the Gemara says... Yeah. No. Not a bris. Bris you can go to, it says. Right. Well, then you get them. So the Gemara says, Meisri, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braise clearly, L'simcha ulemereish leishim yayim. A Braise says, even simcha is only 30 days by other relatives. Which means right afterwards, you can go. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Taka, to Kasha and Rabba. But it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say Tjufta.
What's Tjufta?
Tjufta means he's refuted completely wrong. Kasha means, good question, we don't have an answer, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's wrong. But again, the halacha is that it's, the halacha is that after 30 days it's completely over.
Those parties, it's also the mourner can do them?
Huh?
Because there's kashi on it. Let's say that a person, someone died, and he's in a circle like that of parties, entertaining.
With the friends, you could do it. But again, this Rabbi Rechon is totally not halacha anyway. Because simcha mereis, he can't do for 30 days. Afterwards, for all other relatives, you can do right away.
And if it's for parents?
You need to wait a year.
If it's a mitzvah?
Huh?
Mitzvah, so they're
good. Still not. By the way, Taisa says over here an interesting thing. When it says that you can't take a haircut for parents until your friend screams at you, that even if a Yom Tov comes in the way, you can't take a haircut before Yom Tov either. If it's within the 3 months, Yom Tov, you still can't take a haircut. Even though Regel takes away Avelis and Shleishim and Shiva and all that, the Taisa says it doesn't take away this concept.
That's a
yeah.
What?
But you know, nowadays the truth is, again, they try to be make as much as possible. What happens? This happens, by the way. I mean, people ask a shayla. A guy's hair was a little bit long, yeah, and he's out in business, and you know he's jeopardizing his job. His boss is going to say, you know, you look like a shlump, you know. And the guy, so what do you do? If he waits 3 months, he can jeopardize his job. You know, you have crazy bosses today. So what do you do? So you tell a friend to go scream at him that he needs a haircut. And that's what the Gemara says, and he takes a haircut. But not during Shleishim. During Shleishim, it's... There are cases, by the way, that sometimes even... I had not long ago a case. Somebody was going for a new job interview. Okay, he's already 25 days, not shaved. And it's like, nishtahin, nishtahed. You know, it doesn't look like a nice beard. It doesn't look... It's, and the guy says, listen, I have my interview now. I'm Pasha the Fair. I'm not going to get the job. And he needed Pasha Parnassa. So then sometimes you could be Makel even during Shleishim also.
For parents?
Yeah. For Pasha the Maithu Parnassa. I mean.
No, it was for the parents?
Yeah. So, what?
What about like holidays like Purim and Hanukkah and stuff like that? They're not allowed to go to any of the parties?
Not public ones. There's, and Purim, there's a dinner, not Avelis, but Ferhesia, public Avelis. The question is, if you're going to be noticed, for instance, I'll give an example. A rabbi, well, if he's not there on Purim, is noticeable. Why isn't he there? Because he's a novel. So then he has to be there. Other relatives, other people, so to speak, they're there, they're not there. It's not a very noticeable thing, and then they shouldn't be there.
What about
if it's a person that by not being there it's an open sign of Avelis, then even Purim Avelis before Hesia is forbidden. What?
For Brangans
are not it's not a party.
If it's for Brangan first.
Here, he says that Tesis also brings down here. Marshall, it brings down the Yerushalmi. Tastes in the middle of the taste simchas mereim. Im ha yisudah shal mitzvah mutter. If it's a sudas mitzvah, you could go. But tastes le yidainu mahu kedus sudas mitzvah. La hatir ba'ovel. Are you talking about kiddush or shchedish? Or sudas brismila mutter lechones? It's not considered simcha. offer for the Shabbos and Shul. So he says, you know, there's a whole discussion, what is Sudas Mireyim, which is a social get-together? You know, what is Simchas Gadol? You know, these are all, you know, but the Gemara is saying, basically, that even after by other relatives, though, you can't tell from parents. So it depends. Now there's another hetter that everybody uses. Marshall, if a person's an avelis, and they're called to a bar mitzvah, you know, so during the music, they have to walk out. Many poskim, right, they also have to eat in the hall. They can't eat together with everybody else in the hall. They have to go out into the hall, rather than in the big hall. But then also it says, if they're needed, so there's another hetter to be there, because you're there because you have a job. So what do people do? They sit at a table, and they pour a few people drinks, so they become needed, and then they allows them to stay at the Sa'udah, but during the actual dancing, they have to walk up.
You said, I think, last time that a grandfather died, the children mourning.
Only in the presence of the parents.
Only the parents can be with for the grandchildren. His wedding?
No.
The brothers cannot be in there?
Right, the parents and the children.
And what if
the brothers to be the rabbis
to the chatten?
So then, if he does the wedding, he can do the wedding.
How many rabbis are allowed to be in the wedding
itself? How many rabbis does it take to change a light bulb? Let's finish this. I may learn the Gemara a little bit different. That Amar Abba Rabba Chana, not after Thirshleishim, but Simchas Mereyes Mutil Chanas La'atar. That if it's a friendship, you know, friendship celebration, then he can go immediately. Meaning, when does the Baisa forbid? During 30 days, it means a real Simcha. But friendship for all other relatives, you go even during 30 days. So Gemara says, "Vatanya Simcha Shleishim and Mereya Shleishim Yem." But it says clearly, Simcha Shleishim and Mereya Shleishim. So how could you attend Mereya during 30 days if the Braisa says you can't until after 30 days? So Gemara says, "Leikasha, Habari Susa, Habe Peronasa." One is the initial dinner, and one is the reciprocal dinner. Meaning, to go to the first dinner, you can't. But if you went already, and now you have to reciprocate at a dinner, because before your relative passed away, you were obligated to go to somebody else's, then you can go. Okay.